Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined by a very special guest, our buddy Evan Chasen from the great, maybe, state of, what are you, up in Massachusetts? You like the Boston teams? Is that what I'm talking to right now, Ev?
Patriot Nation, loud and proud, baby.
Yes, you are. And it's sad because you're actually doing me a favor right now, Evans. We were supposed to record this week, but I had another problem with the recorder with John today. We were trashing Brady, like, awesome too during that show, and I lost it all.
I don't know. Come on, John has Brady now. He should be at least happy. They won a Super Bowl.
Yes, but I told him. I said I think the stadium is going to have a major AARP sponsor this year and Geritol. coming to you live from AARP Stadium and our good friends of Geritol, we pronounce Tampa Bay Buccaneers football. That's what I was.
And the drink will be Ensure.
Exactly. And when you leave, take your free packet of Metamucil. So everything works out okay for you. But all kidding aside, yeah, I was joking about Brady getting old today, but he still won another Super Bowl. But we were also talking about, we did the sports commentary. We're like, how it all started was, I was like, the Eagles traded the sixth pick away, and they're back at 12 now. They do get a first rounder next year, but I was PO'd about that. And I said, we were talking about what Belichick is doing as far as, I said I wanted Pitts. You know Pitts, the tight end that played for John's Florida Gators?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I didn't want to trade out of six. I wanted to take him at six, and I know he won't be there at 12. I don't know if he'll be there at six, but there was a good possibility, but there's no chance in hell at 12. So I said, and I thought if we didn't take him, the Patriots would try to get him, but then they end up signing Hunter Henry and Jonnu from the Tennessee Titans, so you guys don't need a tight end. But I said Belichick is like, spend all the money, Robert Kraft. We need to sign as many free agents as possible. Brady won a Super Bowl. Now they think it's all him and not me. So let's spend, 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 spend. And I said they're going to make – Kraft is going to go out and make – I'm surprised that when Gronk and Brady weren't there, he didn't have Brady blue cheese and Gronk Gouda and sell it as special to make some extra money off the team. So
don't put it past them. There haven't been any fans since they left, but they're coming back. Yeah. I'm sure you'll find some product with Brady and Gronk's name on him.
Yes, I'm surprised he didn't do that when they were there. Like, have Brady Blue Cheese, a special craft blend, and some and Gronkowski Gouda. But I said, poor Belichick, man. They better do something this year. Everybody's going to know it was Brady.
Yeah, I think that's why you saw Rozo signing. If you're a history fan of football and Belichick and Kraft, they've never done this in the 25 years Kraft has owned the team.
No, they look for all the malcontents and everybody that got in trouble, and they sign them on the cheap.
Yep.
You know, so.
And it worked when we had the best quarterback in the league. And,
yes.
You know, now unfortunately we have one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, and.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with him, and we're gonna get into Disney, guys. I'm sorry, I know we're probably boring you, but that man just doesn't seem to have He doesn't look like Superman. He looks like Clark Kent now.
I was going to say he looked like me back then, but, yeah, you know, slow, he just can't move.
Yeah, well, Clark Kent was an old white guy, you know what I mean, with glasses on. So, but he just doesn't seem like he looks like he's just there for a paycheck. He doesn't have that – he didn't have that fire in him anymore.
Yeah, no, there was no drive. There was no fire. It was an experimental season with him, and unfortunately they wanted to sign him again, which they did, which I'm not looking forward to that in the upcoming season.
Yeah, they had no other choice, apparently.
No.
But so you were just down in the world. You actually did the one of the worst things in Disney history, what everybody used to think. You actually stayed off property, and I think I was a little bit responsible for that. Are we lying? Am I lying about either one of them?
No, we did stay off property, and actually I got the idea from you last year, because for the last 2 years we rented points through the DVC store, yeah. Right? Is that
no? Yeah. No, David's Vacation Club.
David's Vacation Club, yeah, that you actually recommended to us, and they were great. We stayed at Saratoga Springs both times we were there, a two bedroom both times. It was great, but we just wanted to try something new this year. You recommended, you know, you rented a house last time you were down there, so we looked into that route. And let me say, I don't think as a lifelong Disney fan will be staying on property anytime soon.
No, and I understand, especially with you having the two young kids, you could set the house up to most the way you guys need it when you're on vacation and not have to worry about anybody else coming through, and you got the peace and quiet of the you got the space for the kids to play in, unlike the room.
Right. We rented a four bedroom house, three full baths. It was 3 miles from Disney Springs and like 10 miles from the park. So any which way you look at it, we were 15 to 20 minutes away at the longest.
And that's how long a bus takes you to get home a lot of times anymore.
Oh, if you're lucky, sometimes it's a lot longer than that.
Yeah. As John was talking about, they've been so crowded there this week that they actually were using some of the Mears buses. And that's what he was telling us today. And he goes, the weird thing is the Mears buses, they have no limit on how many people can go on them. Where the Disney buses, they're still, you know, like making space, you know, social distancing everybody. He wrote on here, so folks, a couple of notes about the buses as of now. It's spring break and we're very busy. Disney has started using charter buses to get through to go to the busier resorts, mostly PC and AOA. There are no social distancing on these buses, which makes no sense. If you're at a multiple stop resort, try to get rooms near the first stop. Saratoga Springs, Grandstand, Old Key West, Peninsula Road, Caribbean Beach, he tells you all the different Martinique, Colorado Springs, the Castanesas, and had to skip my last two stops at Coronado Springs this morning because the buses were full. We are using a new format, and he's all upset because of the way they're being dispatched. But they are having problems with the buses right now. So if you're at your resort and like Riverside, I would go to don't go to the very front, because the very front is a lot of times the last stop there.
Right.
You want to head out to one of the other bus stops and get go to, if yours is being picked up last, find out which one is last and go to the first, walk across property because you won't be able to get on a bus right now in some cases. And it's crazy. So you drove in and out. Did you have any problem with Orlando traffic to and from?
No, actually the traffic when we were down there in the second and third week in February. So it's traditionally Mass School Vacation Week up here in New Hampshire School Vacation Week.
Yeah, here too. It's called Teachers Week.
Yeah. Yeah, and we drove down. We left Thursday afternoon after my son got out of school. Left at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We drove straight through.
How many hours?
It took us exactly 24. We left at 1 o'clock Thursday, and we got into the B Resort in downtown Disney Springs at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon.
God forbid.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the kids made it a fun trip down. If they could have ruined that ride, and it worked out quite well with them, which we were shocked. So
they got their sleep on then for the trip.
They did. They did. We got caught in a snowstorm in Washington, D.C. and Virginia. Well, I don't consider it a snowstorm. It was snowing outside, but we stopped at a rest area, and the people are looking at us like we have 10 heads because we're driving through the snow. They're like, there's an inch of snow on the ground out there. I go, yeah, we're from Massachusetts. An inch is nothing.
No, we're going swimming if it's above 50 when we get to Disney.
I'm in shorts and Crocs, and it's snowing out, and these guys are looking at me like I have 10 heads. So.
Well, if I seen you in shorts and Crocs, I would look at you like you had 10 heads, too, in a snowstorm. So I can't deny that.
Wow. It's comfortable to drive it.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding with you. So, but that was the worst part of the trip down, hitting that snowstorm?
Yeah, that was it. We ran into a little traffic in New York, which is expected. But other than that, it was pretty smooth sailing all the way down.
Yeah, once you're past Washington, it's a piece of cake until you hit Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, I drove about 18 hours straight, and then my wife took over for the last, like, 6 hours. She drove pretty much Florida.
I'm proud of you. You can count to 24. 8 and 6 is 24, Evan. Very Listen, good.
Massachusetts education.
There you go. But that is awesome. I mean, on the way home, did you do the same thing, or did you break it up a little more?
On the way home, we left at 10 o'clock in the morning. We drove till about 2 in the morning, stopped at a rest area, was able to get about 4 to 5 hours of sleep. And then we got back on the road, and we got home around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nah.
So about 26, 27 hours on the way back.
Okay. Yeah, it all depends on what traffic you hit. It usually averages me, I'm between 16 and 17 hours going down. The fastest we ever made it was 15 and a half, but I'd say I usually average about 16 and a half.
Yeah.
And yeah. We've done good.
It's something I've wanted to do since, you know, I was young, drive down, because we've drove to Nashville before, Virginia Beach, stuff like that, and I've always wanted to make that trip down to Florida. And doing it with the car that we had made it kind of easy. So our next trip, which is next February, we think it might be a surprise trip in between there, but February we're going to drive down again.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love driving down. We're going, everything went good at the doctor's. I still have to have the surgery, but everything's looking positive. Like it's not going to be anything negative, if you follow me. I just got to do the whole recovery thing again. But we're going down the first week of May. We're visiting Judith and John, and we were celebrating about that. We're going to have dinner at the Paddlefish with them guys, the six of us. We're going. And Brenda, we're having problems finding flights on Monday. Like, the time we won, it was weird. After I went to the doctor's last week, I was coming home. I was going to book the trip. And, you know, you're tired. When you book a flight, you got a lot – filling out all that information. And if you're not 100% awake, you're afraid of – if I spell my name wrong, I'm not getting on the plane. You know what I'm saying, Ev?
Yep, absolutely.
So I said, I'll wait till tomorrow, and book the trip. And when I waited till tomorrow, the tickets were like $400 a piece more for the same flight. That's how much it sold out.
It's ridiculous how the airline prices have jacked up recently.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. So we ended up, Brenda goes, we'll check on Sunday then, because we were flying down Monday, not Sunday. She goes, we'll try Sunday and see what you can find for that. And I found a flight within our reason. I was like, she told me an extra day. We can go an extra day. You don't have to talk me into that twice.
Absolutely.
So I booked the extra day, and then we decided I wanted to be high flute one time in my life, like Tommy Lee and Judith, and, you know, pay for preferred parking and all this other stuff. just be like Lovey and Thurston, you know what I'm saying? So we ended up upgrading the first class for this trip. I'm excited about it.
Attaboy, it's about time.
Well, we figured it's just the two of us. It's going to be a nice, it's supposed to be a nice getaway for the two of us. The reason I did it too, Ev, we were talking, because a lot of times what you can do is, I've talked to other people, and we were going to do this too. Buy the first two seats in main cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, and then the next day buy the third seat, because you'll get it at a reduced price because it's not preferred no more, because two of the seats are already gone in that row. And then you have all three seats. And
that's pretty smart.
It's usually a couple hundred extra dollars, but it's not as much as first class. But when we flew down last time, Ev, we didn't have anybody in that third seat. We had it all to ourselves, and it was like heaven flying down. And then on the way home, we had somebody with us, and it was like it really stunk. I mean, the guy wasn't bad, but he had no personality. He's like, "There's there," and he was like, "In the he just there." If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like taking the whole half the seat, my wife had to lean towards me the whole time. Like he wasn't a big guy, but he was just his elbows flaring all the time. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. It just makes it uncomfortable.
Yeah, headphones on, no consideration, younger guy. If you understand what I'm saying, it was all about him.
Yep.
But so we decided this time. The reason we talked about it was one, it's going to make the trip nice. It'll make it a little more special. Two. We get on the plane first. With COVID and everything, what are you drinking, Ev?
Oh, I'm drinking a Starbucks iced coffee right now.
Ooh, sounds like you're playing craps on it. You're shaking for Yahtzee when I'm talking to you.
It was a long night last night. It's my birthday weekend, so...
Happy birthday. I didn't know that. Happy birthday.
Yeah, tomorrow's my birthday. So my wife and I had a few friends over last night. We had a few drinks, relaxed after the kids went to bed, and...
Well, happy birthday, my friend. I'll be texting you tomorrow, too. But anywho, so we decided to get on the plane first. There's only 8 seats on each way in first class. So we could put our luggage above us because we only do carry-on, a backpack and a carry-on. This way we're not integrated with 200 people on a plane, if that makes sense with you.
Right. No, absolutely.
We just figured it'd be safer and it would make it a little bit more... of an experience, if you follow me. So
right, and plus you knock it off the bucket list because I'm sure we're on your living list to do.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Way to change that around quick. The living list, very good.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
So, and we appreciate you coming on today because you've heard the problem in the last month with a couple of the shows having that overtalk.
Yes.
And it happened again today on my Mac with the program, so you decided to help me out, and we wanted to do a trip report with you, so I'm recording on the older system on the Dell, and everything seems hopefully will go through and we get a show out this week, so thank you for helping me, and you got to spend part of your birthday with me, Ev.
Exactly. Come on. So, what a great birthday present that is.
Yeah, sorry about that. I know this wasn't on your living list.
Oh, come on now.
Yes. So you guys got down there, you checked in the hotel, I mean in the house, and was the house, who'd you rent the house from? What company?
John Magi.
Okay.
The Diz, him and Pete Warner, they own the Diz, and he owns a few condos at Seven Dwarfs Villas over in Kissimmee.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that on his show once you said that. Okay, yes. You really enjoyed that then. They treat you good. Then you get a... They usually talk about it. I don't know if you got it or not, but did you get a gift card too for Walmart or somewhere?
We got a Sam's Club free membership gift card.
Yes.
So there's a Sam's Club right across the street from the Villas. And also each person who stays at the Villas, they gave us a Disney towel, a Disney autograph book, and a Disney luggage a Disney luggage tag.
So they do all the things that Disney used to do for you when you checked in.
Correct. Their number one priority is customer happiness. And we walked in there, and granted the house was beautiful, but the first thing that caught our eyes was the table had a stack of gifts on it for us.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah, because I do listen to Pete's show. I listen to the Diz because one of the reasons I do, like, some of the people on there, like, I know I get on other people's nerves. Some of them get on my nerves sometimes. But I like to listen to his show because it's kind of like, Pete's from New Jersey, too. And he tells it the way it is, too. Like, so if I go off on a rant or I'm upset about something at Disney, I like to listen to Pete because usually he's reimbursing me, and I don't feel like a total butthole, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, one of the main reasons your podcast and the Diz I like because you're truthful. You're not Disney sympathizer. You tell it how it is, whether it's pro-Disney or not pro-Disney.
Yes, and again, I'm leaving in like 35 days, I'm counting, to get there again. So, I mean, and I'm paying, I was telling John, because of – you know how I'm on my soapbox all the time about hypocrisy and all that bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even try to get my travel agent discount because almost all the John it can't even get reservations right now for the parks, if you understand what I'm saying. I think it's hypocritical for me to go and get my discount through the travel agent site if the young cast members can't even get in the parks. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, I paid full price for my tickets, and I said to John, I was shocked for me and Brenda for the days we're going to be there. I think we're going to park 4 days. It was $1,100 with Park Hopper.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It ain't cheap, Evan. Yeah. So, I mean, I have the right to bitch and moan if I need to. I mean, but the point is, I didn't want to even try to go through the whole travel agent deal and try to get my discounts when I know that half those people that I'm going through at Disney right now to talk mm-hmm. to and send emails to, they can't get in the parks themselves. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to cast members can't go to the parks. I really don't.
No, I agree, especially since they've cut so many cast members.
Yes.
And we'll get into that moving forward, because that was one of the biggest things we noticed right off the bat when we were down there.
So, well, some of the news, I'll intertwine this as we're going along. Walt Disney World is now recruiting new principal fireworks designer as they return for the return of the nighttime shows get closer. You guys big fireworks fans?
Absolutely. You know, sad to see Illuminations go 2 years ago. That was my favorite, all-time favorite Disney nighttime spectacular.
That would probably be in my top five of all things ever at Disney. I know it would definitely be in the top 10.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you on that. That was I was lucky enough to, when we were down there 2 years ago, it was when it was ending, and I was able to see it one time with my son.
And, thank goodness.
That was just icing on the cake for me, because that show was my personal favorite, and just to have that experience with him.
That and Tapestry of Nations was like the ultimate when they were both together.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only parade I've ever liked.
Yeah, it was old school Disney. Disney should be today.
Yep. I miss it. Me and Brenda got to see the last time I seen Illuminations was actually with John and Lisa. The four of us watched it right in front of Anna and Elsa over there, Frozen in Norway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's a good spot to watch it from.
Yeah, and then John, I thought he set me up where he put us at, and I still think he did. He denies it, but I don't trust him. I never stood exact. I've stood there before, but not at this exact spot. And don't you know the fireworks cannon went off right in front of me? I almost lost all my school bread.
John wouldn't do that.
No,
come
never,
on.
Not John.
Never.
No, not Johnny. But, no, we had a really good time, and I miss Illuminations. And did you get to see the barges in the water?
When we were there, there were two of them, and we were there one day when they were testing the arms on one of the barges.
Tell me they aren't ugly as whatever in the middle of that lagoon, in World Showcase Lagoon.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. And, Epcot's our favorite park just for the sight lines and the infrastructure and the design of it. And just to see those barges, you know, blocking the views and blocking the sight lines, you know, I was a little taken back by it, but I'm still a huge nighttime spectacular guy. So I'm going to give it time to see how it looks when they're up and running, when the fountains supposedly are going to be working during the day. I want to see how that works before I give my final opinion on it.
Well, it's not normally like me to piss and moan and complain and all this other thing, but I think I have to on this one. You know, I'm gonna get up actually on a soapbox because I barely stand on one. You know, but I am not happy about it all. I hate it. I mean, they put the big circle in the middle of the water, and you can't even see if you're standing. I call them the twins. You know, the two stores as you walk into World Showcase from Future World, you have the two stores right, the International Gateway. I mean, not the Gateway, the two stores at the bottom of by as soon as you walk from Future World.
Yeah, one on the left, one on the right.
Yeah, I call them the twins. When you stand there, I'd always stop and take a deep breath because I'd walk around. We'd actually be on the side from the land, walking around and coming up the World Showcase Lagoon. And I would always stand there and look across at the American Adventure, especially at nighttime. And it's one of my favorite views. Now that view is gone.
Yeah.
No, and that makes me very, very sad.
You know, maybe once everything's up and running, they'll get some feedback from you know, the fans who are there, and maybe they'll do like they did at Illuminations, move the barges out. I know they're afraid of having that drawbridge stuck open for a few minutes over by the African outpost, but
no,
God,
no,
they can move them in and out.
Evans, they ain't afraid of that. They're afraid of paying the cast members that have to drive it back and forth because that costs money. And Bobby's retiring this year, so he needs to get another $60-70 million before he heads out the door.
Oh, he needs to hire another landscaper?
Oh, absolutely. And he needs another drawbridge himself. He's taking that drawbridge and going to put it at his house for his moat.
Oh, God, that's scary. And Lex Luthor is still in charge. That's the scary part.
Yes, but you need to have you ever read the book? I know Judith is. It's called The Disney Wars.
I have not. I heard you bring it up. Was it last episode or the episode
before? Yes, last episode. And I have it. It's a 25-hour book. So if you need something to listen to on the train, Ev, mm-hmm. I highly recommend it. Do you have Audible?
Yes.
Yeah, if you get it, it's by James B. Stewart. It's called The Disney Wars. And, dude, you don't realize the greed. Michael Eisner. Dude, I broke Bob Iger's stones. Michael Eisner was the highest paid executive for so many years. With his stock options, he had combined like $500 million worth of stock options that he got from them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. It is insane. If you listen to the Jeffrey Katzenberg, all the wars between him and Iger, Katzenberg was like his assistant for 20, they were together for 20 some years, and he tried to screw him out of his payoff because him and Wells made this deal with him when they signed his contract, and they gave him like 2% of these royalties and told him it would be like a pension for your kids, if you understand what I'm saying, an annuity for your kids. And when he left the room, they were laughing. I'm like, this thing ain't gonna pay him nothing. Like, they were cracking up because they talked him into taking this. And then at the end of it, when he left and all, here this little thing that he didn't think was going to make any money was worth, like, he was going to settle for $90 million out the door from this annuity. And Eisner refused to pay him. It ended up being $280 million is what he had to pay him when he left for this annuity. It is some. The cool part about it, though, is you get to hear about, as the parks are being built, like I talked about a couple weeks ago with that America, the park they wanted to build in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
There's insider stuff on that. How bad Disney really hurt France and Euro Disney, what they did to the investors and people. They just basically said, we're not paying you. We're going to give you this, and this is what you're going to get, or we'll just won't pay anything. We'll go bankrupt. And the people who invested couldn't afford that park to go bankrupt, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's just very interesting, all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So I highly, highly recommend it. But Bob Iger's just between Eisner and then Iger, I mean, holy moly, it was all about money. It's all about money, period.
So. Yeah, I could see that with those two. But, you know, to give them credit, and I know you're not going to like to hear it, but if Iger and Eisner didn't do what they do, we would not be talking about Disney and how much we love it at this point.
Well, I think if Roy would have kept it in the family, it would have even been better, myself. If you listen to all this, if it wasn't for Roy Disney, you would not have Toy Story. You would not have had any of the animation. When Michael Eisner took over, the only reason animation stayed was they wanted to quiet Roy and keep him along because he helped. Roy was an advocate of Michael Eisner's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep Roy quiet, Eisner goes, well, let him work on animation. And if it wasn't for him, they were going to totally do away with all animation when Michael Eisner took over.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. And you learned that from the book?
Yes. So go check all that out. So you'll really hear. And then there was fights about selling all the properties and videos. And they made, at first, Roy looked like the idiot because they made like hundreds of millions of dollars off of selling everything. And then at the end, just like anything else, it came around to bite them because now they didn't have – what they did is they reduced the value of what all the vault is worth, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
So it's very interesting to see. But Roy Disney was the last advocate of saving the company. Mm. So I get what you're saying. Michael Eisner, I give him credit for the hotels. He did put a ton of money in rebuilding the resorts.
Yes.
But – He didn't like Toy Story. When Pixar and all came out, when Pixar was making Toy Story, Disney invested $21 million and they gave it to him to make the movie. Michael Eisner didn't like it, but Jeffrey Katzenberg talked him into doing that. And he talked him into doing it. And here in the middle of it, the reviews weren't coming back good. And Eisner goes, just pull out of it. I don't want to make it. And then Katzenberg goes, listen, we don't have to invest in anymore. We already gave them the $21 million, so just let them do what they're going to do. And if it wasn't for him allowing that, Toy Story wouldn't even be what it is today.
Yeah, so just think, that's a $1 billion franchise at least.
100%. Michael Eisner didn't want Survivor or CSI. He turned both of them away too. So it goes to show you that he's not all that smart.
Yeah, the two longest running shows on TV.
Yeah, exactly. So go listen. I highly recommend the book. It gives you an inside version of what a lot of the politics that went on there.
I'll have to do that. Definitely. Thank you, Doug. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's a 25-hour book, so I got 8 hours left. And maybe I'll get you to do it and get John to do it. Maybe we'll do a major book report on it. We'll do a show.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know Judith listened to it too, so. But anyway. And speaking of Disney, the upper crest of Disney, Kartika Rodriguez named new vice president of Epcot. Now this makes the first time in Disney history that four women are vice presidents in the parks. You know that?
I did not. I did see that, but I didn't know the other three parks had vice presidents who were women. That's good to know.
Yep. It's Kartika Rodriguez. She's the vice president of Epcot. She was just named. You got Melissa Valiquette. She's the vice president of the Magic Kingdom. You got Sarah Riles, the vice president of Disney's Animal Kingdom. And then you got Jackie Swisher is the vice president of Disney Hollywood Studios. So you got four women.
Yeah.
Hopefully maybe they'll change it all around there.
Well, it's good to have a different perspective in the higher seats now, you know?
So. Oh, we shall see. Hopefully it's a good thing. Can't be much worse. I'll tell you what, though, I'm watching the videos like I always do during the show, and it's nighttime at the Animal Kingdom. They're doing a live feed that was recorded, but it was live last night. But they're doing actually showing. Know how you could stand in that one area and look across the water and see Expedition Everest?
Yes, it's like the picture. Right at the corner by the monkeys?
Yes. Right now it's at night and the crest is all lit up of the mountain. It is absolutely, I will say, that ride is absolutely beautiful looking at it.
No, that park is one of the most beautiful things you'll ever lay eyes on for a theme park or non-theme park.
Me and Brenda absolutely love it. We cannot wait to get our drink on and our eat on at the Nomad Lounge.
There you go. Trust me, I was there twice.
Did you have the sliders?
Yes, we did. We had a whole bunch of menu items. We had the sliders. We had the lobster mac and cheese. We had the charcuterie board. And, of course, multiple drinks.
Yes. My wife loves that snow leopard there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It has the ginger beer.
Yes, my wife got that, I believe.
Yeah, Brenda loves that. We like the view, dude. Isn't it a beautiful view of Pandora?
It is. And now with the cavalcades on the water, the characters drive right by the Nomad Lounge. So, you know, it's a nice little enhancement that Disney's doing.
Shh, I'm going to cut that out. I don't want nobody knowing.
And I'm going to give you a little hint. Get there before it opens. I was there 45 minutes before the Nomad Lounge opened, and I was second in line. By the time it opened, there was 100 people deep waiting.
Me and Brenda do that every time, Ev. But used to not be 100 people waiting, but we always got there at like 11 o'clock, because I think that opens at 11:30.
Mm. Yeah, 11:30, somewhere around there.
Yes. But. Yeah, we used to get there a half hour early. We'd sit there right there on those little cement walls there and wait.
Yeah. No, it was perfect. My wife and my niece went to get in line for Flight of Passage. I took the two kids and myself, and we went wait in line at Nomad and got a table. By the time they were done, they came right over. I had the drinks waiting. The food was there. It was perfect.
Well, that's a good man right there.
Yeah.
Now, did you go and get those sliders on recommendation from me, or did you have them before too?
I've never had them. I've never had the sliders there. They were really good. I think I heard you talk about it on the show before.
Them and the Brown Derby sliders, in my opinion, are the two best on property. At the outside,
not,
the Brown
not
Derby
been
Lounge.
To the Brown Derby yet. I have not been there yet.
That's my mother-in-law's absolute favorite place. That's where we had her 75th birthday party. So we love it there. Me and Brenda's been going there since 97. The first year we went, we ate there.
Oh wow, that's definitely on the living list to hit that next time we go.
The food there is always really good. It's top-notch, and you feel like the upper crust when you're eating in there. It has like that, you feel like you should be in there doing a two executives making a movie.
So it has a good vibe in some
Yes,
way.
it does. It has that old Hollywood feel to it, but you feel like you're somebody important sitting in there, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, more good news. They got the lights back up on the Chinese theater, Evan. They changed them out from the old style that they burned out in 2010. Remember they had the spotlights that would wave through the air and it was like a movie premiere too?
Yeah.
Well, 2010, they've actually been going that long. You believe that?
Wow, it's been that long since those spotlights haven't shined up into the sky.
Yep, I bet you if Bob Iger's little landscape lights, his solar lights were out, they'd be changed within 5 minutes. He's been out 11 years. And it's Hollywood Studios. Doesn't a studio need the lights flying through the sky? Isn't that what
Yeah.
makes the ambiance of it?
That's what Hollywood is all about, the glitz, the glamour.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I told John earlier in the show, I said I really missed them because they changed them to LEDs up there, so they're a little narrower, but they still look awesome. But I said to John, what I miss about it, with my rugged good looks and how handsome I am, when I used to roam around in front of that, I would always, somebody asked me, what show were you in? Are you a model? Like, where do we know you from? And since the lights have been gone, I don't get that anymore. Never.
Well, next time you go down, you're gonna have to stand in front of it and just start signing autographs.
I usually have a little autograph book that I hand out paper with because
Yeah.
I don't want to touch their autograph book, so I write it and then I tear the paper and hand it to them. So,
Oh, I'd pay to see that,
my wife wouldn't, but you would. This is the other sad part. Now, did you use? You didn't get park? Did you get park hopper with yours?
This time we did not. We've done park hopper the last 10 years we've been going down there. And with the park hours, they were so, the latest park was open at 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
And with the 2 o'clock, park hopper time that they open up the park hopping at, it just didn't make sense for us to do with the two kids.
Right, so what we did, it was extra 65 or whatever it was with tax people. I'm sorry. I'm saying 65 to keep it a nice clean number. If it's 66.28 with tax, please don't waste the time emailing me. I'm wrong. It's okay. But
Email John, he'll take care of you.
yes, or tweet him, DM him. But as I'll get stuff like that, no, they're actually dog 67.42 with the tax. You're wrong. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, forgive me. I need to add a fact check at the end of this show. But anyway, the 65 a piece, and we're looking, and it's like automatic for me to buy park hopper because we usually end our the way we tour is almost every night we end at Epcot.
Yes.
But right now, Epcot's closed at 7, and that's the latest any park is open in May. Now, John was saying earlier that he thinks they might open them a little later, but if they don't by like the end of the second or third week of April, if I don't see an update, usually in April they'll give you maze hours, and if they don't change them, I'm going to call up and try to get my money back for the park hopper because there's no sense of park hopping if the park closes at 6, 7 o'clock.
Right. Plus, there's no nighttime
Yeah.
spectaculars at any of the parks anymore. So it's,
But to me, the nighttime spectacular for me without illuminations, if Epcot's open to 11, just walking around World Showcase at night and filling my face is spectacular to me. And get my, go in the Spice Road table and get some hummus fries and a couple beers, you know what I'm saying?
yeah. No,
But
absolutely. I hear you.
that's my go-to, that's our go-to place. So this trip with Judith and Tommy and, Lisa and John, we'll be ending most nights the way it looks at Hollywood's. I mean, at Sarah. I can't. At Disney Springs, we'll be living at Disney Springs. It seems like.
Yeah, we went there a few times after the parks closed, and we actually spent the full day there when we got down there on that Saturday when we got there. We spent the full day at Disney Springs.
And you got to hang out with John at the bar. How'd you like the bar? What was the bar
Yeah.
again?
City Works. We went to
That.
City Works. We couldn't get inside. It was that packed inside, so we sat at the outdoor bar that they have. And It was very good. They have a ton of beers on tap. If you're a beer enthusiast, that is definitely a must hit for you guys.
So they do have my Bud Light, Coors Light, and Peroni on tap, right?
Absolutely. All the high.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, all the high. No, really, my favorite beer right now, believe it or not, is I like, once it starts to get warm, I love Kona Longboard. I drink a lot of Kona Longboard in the summer. Do you like Kona Longboard?
I do like Kona Longboard, absolutely.
And I also like Modelo, the lager.
Modelo is in my fridge as we speak.
Okay, so I'm not a total creep as far as what I drink, right?
No, definitely not.
And I like, I admit it, I'm a lager fan. I'm a lightweight. I don't like heavy beers. It's just, I try them. I have tried and hated how many beers because of John now. John owes me a couple grand in trying beer. But anywho, I love, there's nothing better than having pasta or shrimp scampi and having a Peroni with it.
Yeah, it's a lighter beer. It doesn't fill you up as quick as the heavier, you know, the heavier stouts or anything, the IPAs, so yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I'm just a lager, dude. I admit it. Lager, and I'm drinking a lot of, and don't tell anybody this, don't say it out loud, sugar plum wine.
Wow. Dude, you may want to edit that out later on. I don't know what sugar plum wine is.
Dude, do you like Moscato?
No.
You don't like wine at all?
I'm not a big wine guy.
Okay. I never was either. Believe it or not, the last couple of years, my wife made me join. Not made me. I wanted to do it for her, but I got to blame somebody. You know, that's what I do. I blame somebody for something, everything. But we joined Heritage, the winery, over here in Mulliga Hill. And it's a great place. Even during the pandemic, it's the only place that we've gone to eat out at since it, because you're way outside. The tables are separated by like 20 feet. It's in a has a big, huge, like farm-like atmosphere, if you get what I'm saying. They have a couple food trucks out there. You can get your Maryland crab sandwiches, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they create – I like red Moscato. I like the kind of little bit of a sweeter wine, but I don't like it super, super sweet. But, dude, when we were out there wine tasting, they had this sugar plum wine. It's made by fresh plums. It's it is so good that here they had problems with the plums this year. So I went to all the liquor stores and I bought like two cases of this. I bought every one they had left there, like 9 bottles. And then when I was getting low on that, I went around to all the liquor stores and I found like another 2 cases. And I got them all. I look like a plum wine alcoholic, but it's a red wine, which is good for me. And it's really good. So I admit it, but I am drinking New Jersey. It's called Heritage New Jersey. It's called Jersey Wines, but it's plum wine. And I bet you would like it.
Sounds pretty good, actually. I do like plums.
Dude, it is awesome. Because what I do is I put it in an ice-cold glass, because I still like – I even got my wife drinking her wine that way. We frosted wine glasses in the fridge, in the freezer. Okay. Which gives
it
–
you don't pour an ice in it. No ice in
the wine. No, pouring ice in it. But we put the wine in the fridge early, and then we put the glasses in the freezer. And I'll tell you what, it's the right way to go. Good stuff.
Sounds pretty delicious, actually, and refreshing.
Yes, it is. So, anyway, don't tell anybody I'm a sugar plum wine drinker.
Sugar, nah. That's your new handle on Twitter, Sugar Plum Doug.
I am sweet and good looking, so I can't help it.
It fits perfect.
I'm sexy and sweet, Evan. Florida to open COVID vaccination for anyone 18 and up. Did you get vaccinated yet, Ev?
We had our first shot 3 weeks ago. We go for our second shot, my wife and I, on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday.
Okay, good. We're still trying to get my wife in. I've been vaccinated. Would you get Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson? Well, you didn't get Johnson & Johnson because you just told me you're getting two.
Yeah, we had the Pfizer one.
Any reactions?
Neither one of us had any reaction to the first shot. Both my parents and both her parents have gotten both of them, and they didn't have any reactions to either one as well, so... We're looking pretty good.
The only thing I had was the second one in. It felt like it was – I asked the lady. I said, did you boil this shot before you put it in my arm? It felt like a bee sting that was on fire when it went in. It was hot.
Yeah. Did you get the Pfizer or the Moderna?
Pfizer. Yeah, Pfizer. It was just hot when it went in, and then it was fine. But it just felt warm, and I asked her if she heated it up or something. You know? And then the next day I was just a little bit tired, and I had a headache. That's all I got. I had a little bit of a headache. So, How you liking the new castle? There's more Jacobs and swag around Cinderella's castle. Do you like the decoration in Newcastle? Have you been looking at it online?
Yeah, I've seen a few pictures online. So far, it's tasteful. I hope they don't go overboard, but what they have so far has been nice. It'll be interesting to see how all that works with the projections that are going to be on the castle.
Yeah. Well, they have the Harmonious Barges here now, too, and it's showing they have the same kind of lights as the Chinese theater has.
Oh, God.
And now Magic Kingdom now testing. Let me lick your face. Testing facial recognition for theme park entrance in place of finger scanning. So, yeah, how are they going to facial recognize you when your mask is on?
Yeah, I don't understand that. That'll be an interesting concept. Maybe when the pandemic's over, they could do that. But right now, it doesn't seem like a smart move because now every guest has to take their mask off right in front of a cast member.
Yeah. You should be actually showing your kids multiple pictures of people without masks because they're actually saying younger kids now are developing facial recognition slower than ever before because of people with the mask on.
That makes sense. I can absolutely see that because when a kid's young, their brains are like sponges. So all they're seeing is a mask over someone's face. You know, that might be second nature to them.
Yeah, so it's kind of like they're saying, like, it's kind of slow. And even adults are having the problem of recognizing people because, how can I put it? Nobody, they're saying, because everybody's wearing a mask, nobody focuses on anybody's face.
Yeah.
You're just focused on the mask.
Yeah, I could see that definitely now.
Like, the first thing you notice when somebody you look at, you say, what a Sixers mask. You don't say, oh, look at the brown eyes on her or him. You're looking right at the mask. It's like all you're recognizing right now are mask.
It's a new pickup line of the 21st century. Hey, you got a cute mask.
Oh, absolutely it is. And then they say, I'll strangle you with it when we talk to them, right, Evan? That, dude, I'm looking at another picture, the third Harmonious Finch shaped barge now in position at World Showcase. My God, it looks like a parking lot in the middle of my World Showcase now.
Yeah, it does.
I hope they gave the skippers of the Friendship boats raises now because they actually had to pay attention when they're driving across that lagoon.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that in the front headlines one day. Friendship boat crashes into Harmonious barge.
Dude, you laugh, but that is going to eventually, something like that has to happen.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If it ain't them.
Or the firework ones when they take people out on the fireworkers.
Yeah, or the fishing ones where the tour guides go around the fish. I guess the barges will be the new spot that all the bass are hiding at now. They'll make their new homes.
They'll charge the skippers to dock on them if people want to break.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob needs money, dude. Money grubbing Bob. Possibility of an Epcot hotel surfaces once again. Another Epcot hotel.
There's room at the back out front now again?
Yeah. Via YouTube report, Ken has identified possible construction progress that is in design phase for Epcot Future World Hotel. According to documents on construction.com, the project began in August of 2018 and was most notably updated on February 4, 2021. The resource is typically used for construction firms. They identify bids on construction progress. So it appearance here of the note, however, is that it should be noted that we have not been able to identify or verify authenticity of the document's accuracy. According to the report, the valuation of the hotel is put at $50 to $75 million. What are they building? A Motel 6? A little tiny? I mean, a motor lodge costs $50 to $75 million now.
Especially with Disney's pricing.
Yeah. I mean, they're showing different concepts of motels, so I think they need more hotel rooms there.
Oh, I agree. I think they need some big hotel rooms, not the Star Wars hotel size. They need some Art of Animation size, some Grand Floridian size.
Yeah, they need family suites.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons. You know, you're limited on family suites. We want a 2-bedroom. We want a kitchen. There's not many places on property if you don't rent DVC or own DVC that you can get that.
No. No, it's sad, but somebody needs to build it. Now, hopefully, with all the West End going in and all these extra Marriotts and Hiltons going in, maybe a lot of them will have this. Oh. What you need.
Well, here's a quick price comparison for you. So we stayed 11 nights at the Seven Dwarfs Villas at a total rate of $1,700 for the 11 nights. Now, I'll remind you, that was a four-bedroom, three-bath house. Disney, 11 nights for a two-bedroom with a kitchen, was $6,800. Now, I'm not a math genius, but $6,800 and $1,700 is a big savings. What's that, $4,900?
Oh, absolutely. And you're talking $154 a night with a four-bedroom house.
Yeah.
And with a four-bedroom house, have you guys brought family members with you? Or mother? Who stayed with you this trip?
Our niece came down.
Yeah. So, you know, to help you watch the kids and all that other stuff. So, but if you went with your parents or something like that and you split the cost, I mean, $70 a night, say, in a four-bedroom house?
You can't even get that staying at a campsite at Disney's Wilderness Resort.
You can't. No, nowhere close.
And the house had all the amenities. They had a pool, they had hot tubs, they had splash areas for the kids, they had a park for the kids, they had a fishing lake on property. You know, you're still getting everything you want, you're just not in the Disney bubble. And for $4,900, that's three more trips.
No, and like we've spoke about, and I'm staying at the Wyndham this time, and I'm staying there, you know. They've done a couple shows, so they are, you know, they're taking care of me for the week. They're really giving me a good deal to go down there. And but we were talking about the reason I got in contact with them to talk to them was I was thinking about trying it anyway, because I stayed there many moons ago when it was the Grosvenor, and I stayed there. I stayed there like 10 or 11 years ago, and it was at the Grosvenor, maybe a little longer, but it was $54 a night. Ev.
Wow.
I got a deal. I seen it come across my, because I got a travel email, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the Grosvenor, they were running a special. My brother-in-law and all went down with us. Literally, we were a five-minute walk from our room to Wolfgang Puck's Express to get pizza every night at Disney Springs.
Yeah. How do you argue that price?
And the food, basically, when you're staying at the Wyndham, Disney Springs is your food court. They have food at the place. They got a really nice pool bar that we're going to eat at. But and restaurants inside, but literally you have all of Disney Springs as your food court. It's kind of like the equivalent of what the Boardwalk has for the Boardwalk and Yacht and Beach Club around there.
Right, exactly. And you can't argue that. There's a lot of variety at Disney Springs.
Oh, absolutely. And me and Brenda, they have the walking bridge now. So you don't have to walk across the street. They have a bridge that goes across the boulevard there now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not holding up waiting for traffic or anything like that. Are you sad about this, and were you upset? I mean, you stayed outside the house, so did you still use your Magic Bands this trip?
Just to get into the parks, that's it. We had ones from previous trips, the battery life was still good on, so we used them.
What about getting on the rides? They don't use them for the rides anymore?
Well, there was no fast passes. The only time we used them was rider swaps.
Okay.
We did a lot of rider swaps with our kids, and
that's good to know. Let people know about that. When you have infants, you're allowed, when the parent goes on with the one child, or when you leave the children off, once the parent gets off, they allow the other parent to go like a fast pass to get on the ride. Am I correct?
Yeah, it worked out really well. This was our first time using it, so my wife and my niece would go on the ride first, and I'd stay with the two kids if it was a ride they couldn't go on. And then once they were done, I'd go on with my niece and my wife, and we'd go to the front of the line, scan our bands, and they'd send you up the fast pass line. And maybe the longest we waited was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a great system that they have. And, you know, if you have kids, definitely take advantage of it. I don't mean take advantage. Definitely use it, because it's there for you to use.
It's one of the perks of it's one of the nice perks that Disney has for parents. It's a good deal. So most
and
people,
one of them, they don't charge for either.
No, yeah, well, they'll find a way to do that. If Bob's listening right now, we got to get at least $5 a piece for this swap deal. We got to do something. You know, just automatically charge it to them.
Yeah.
So
put it in the price.
Yes, add it to the price. But the reason I was bringing that on is now they're trying to make it to where the iPhone and your Apple Watch, now they scan that instead of the – you can download onto my Disney experience and now use your phone instead of using a Magic Band. And me and John were upset because I got not a ton, because I'm not a big collector of anything. After I went down the rabbit hole with the NASCARs, I've been done with that. But I have about, I can't even count how many regular Magic Bands I have, but I got maybe 8, 10 of the collector kind. And it's very sad because I like getting it when it's a special one. Like Brenda got me the Railroad, John sent me Illuminations, they're like a couple of my favorites. And I can't believe there has to be some major monetary way that they don't want to get that they gave up on these Magic Bands. I don't know why they're not giving them away with trips anymore, because I thought they were perfect, because you can't dive in the water with your Apple Watch on. You can't go in the pool with your phone on and then go up and buy something, if you understand, or have somebody come by and buy something. So,
What happens if your phone dies in the parking? You don't have a charger.
Exactly.
You know, there's 100 questions on why they're doing it, but like for us, that was always the unofficial start of our trip when that package came in the mail.
Dude, when I seen the Incredibles on that, the Incredibles on the box, I was like a geek.
Oh, I was like a kid. Oh my God, let's open it up. Let's see what we wrote on. We always wrote a little like, instead of our names, we'd write like Mama or Dada or Junior or something.
And yeah, because I put handsome and gorgeous on mine.
Well, that's self-explanatory. Though. You should have came up with a better thing than that.
No, I want to be with the mate. I don't want to be too big-headed. You know what I'm saying? I thought about awesome looking once in a while, but I didn't want to go there.
There you go.
But that is cool. You guys did Mama, Dada, and all that stuff.
Yeah, and that was, like I said, the unofficial start to your Disney trip. And now, starting next year, January 1st, you're not going to have that extra piece that Disney gave out for so many years. We know we paid for it.
Yeah.
The prices went up every year, but we didn't care because there wasn't an extra charge.
No, it's sad. It's just sad that they're doing away with it, because Brenda doesn't go crazy about it either, but there's been a few that I wanted to get her, and it's something to look at when you're down there, and if you find a special Magic Band, you want to grab it. But now it's absolutely. You don't know if they're going to do away with it totally. So.
Yeah, I hope not. I like the Magic Bands.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, the thing I like about them is, like you were talking about the phone dying. What I loved about them is there's times where I ran back out to the car to grab something and leave my phone on the end table, and now I'm locked out of the room if I don't have my band on. That's what I love about the Magic Band. The minute you put it on, you never have to take them off. You can get in the shower with them. You can do whatever, and you leave. How many times did you walk out with your beer, Ev, and the door shut behind you, and you're standing out on the balcony, and because your Magic Band's on, you get back in?
Yeah, more than I could count, let me tell you. Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And just another, the thing is, parents give their kids their phones nowadays.
Yeah.
When they're crying or having a breakdown at the table. So you're going to have to take your phone away from that kid. Mm-hmm. When they're screaming and crying to charge something. See, the Magic Bands to me are much easier. It's much more convenient.
Absolutely. And you put them on your kid's wrist. And the other thing, like I said, and tell me as a parent now, that you don't like the idea of a Magic Band where they could track your kid if, God forbid, they got lost with that. I don't know why they never went there with that.
Yeah, that's a great feature to have. If they don't have it, they should have it.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? If the kid last ride it was scanned on, you kind of know where they are. And, because we found a lost kid a few years back, and we helped him we got him to a cast member, and they got the parents, and it was sad, but he was bawling his eyes out in Hollywood Studios, on Hollywood Boulevard there on the way to Tower of Terror, right in that area. We were standing there watching Streetmosphere, and all of a sudden this kid, there's bawling his eyes out and couldn't find his parents. So we took him over to DVC and a cast member, and they end up, we calmed them down. And then, but if he had the Magic Band, if they could have scanned that, and they could have did a message out on the, of the, in the park saying, we found so-and-so.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know why they don't do. I don't even know why Disney, they're losing a major, major money grab, to where, could you imagine, Ev, if they said, listen, we're gonna give you these other special bands. They're trackers for your two kids in case something, God forbid, happens on the trip, and they're an extra $20 for the week. You would probably do something like that just to have the peace of mind. If God forbid your kid got lost, we could track them.
Oh, absolutely. Even at some of the hotels, Doug. These hotels are huge.
Yes.
Your kid goes to the pool, they have to check in at the pool gate.
Yes.
Do the magic band. Check out at the pool gate. So you always have, it's an extra security layer.
They should have it set up where, in my Disney experience, whatever magic band you have logged in, you should be able to see them on a map in the park.
Yeah, like the lost iPhone app. Exactly.
Exactly. Like your kids are at the pool. You look at your phone, even though you're there, you can still see both their magic bands where they're at the pool and all the resorts. Yeah. Like on Disney property, Disney Springs, they should have, like, you could be able to track whoever's in your party on the magic bands.
Yeah, no, I agree. They should have went down that route years ago.
Yes.
But
so
it looks like, unfortunately, they're moving away from the magic bands.
Yep. It's sad. So mm-hmm. when you were in the parks, what were your thoughts? Did you like Rise of the Resistance and all of Star Wars Land?
Star Wars Land is beautiful. I'm not an overly huge Star Wars fan.
You're not the biggest fan like me in the whole world.
I've seen all the movies. I like all the shows that they have on, like, Disney Plus and stuff like that.
Quick question for you. The last couple Star Wars or the first couple Star Wars? What's your favorites?
First couple.
You like the first couple? Now, you got to admit, Luke can't fight.
Wow.
Come on. Wow. I mean, that's why I couldn't buy it. I mean, Luke looked like Leia could beat his butt from one side of that screen to the other, and it really annoyed me. Ren would, I think in a fight, Ren in her prime and Luke in his prime, I think Ren takes him.
Ooh, I'd like to see
or
that.
Or Rey, I mean Rey, takes him. I really do. She actually looked like a legitimate, she could fight in this fight scenes. Luke is the most unathletic hero that I've ever seen in my life.
That's why I can relate to him.
Okay. I mean, those fights between him and Darth Vader were like... Luke, I am your father from snoring. I mean,
yeah.
But anyhow, go ahead.
The Rise of the Resistance ride, if you could get on it, do it. And do not blink during that ride because you'll miss some important scenes. And I got to give it to him. That's probably the best ride I've ever been on. I've been on two amusement parks and theme parks up and down the East Coast from Cedar Point all the way to Disney World. Everywhere in between, and that by far is the best ride out there.
So you like it better than Flight of Passage?
Yeah, I'd say Rise of the Resistance is 1, Flight of Passage is 1A.
Okay. Now, yeah. Okay, as far as, now, if you had one ride that, now let's try to take it to the next step. If you had, you were going to Disney parks, and you were only allowed to do one thing the entire trip, one ride, what would you do?
Oh, God. This stayed in my life with the kids, Toy Story Mania, because both kids can do it with us.
Okay, so then they're great rides, but it's not your favorite ride, because this is what puts it into all the different aspects.
Right.
Like me, the TTA is like Disney to me. Like, I love riding around that ride through Tomorrowland. It would be that or Pirates as far as for the nostalgia. You understand what I'm saying? Or my wife, nothing replaces Haunted Mansion for her.
No, and that would be my other ride, Haunted Mansion. We did that 4 or 5 times this trip, and it's a little bit different with the social distancing. There's no stretching room anymore.
No, that's sad.
That was a fun part to begin with. It set the mood for the rest of the ride.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know one day it'll be back.
No.
And
the only thing I don't miss about the stretching room is when somebody was at Casey's and had too many corn dogs and they're and you know somebody's smiling in there because they just, you know, blew up the elevator. That's my only thing I don't miss about it.
Yeah, or you get the smell of the dead people. Oh, yes. that was my next door neighbor.
Yes. So. But that's the only thing I won't miss about that. But so it is that good though. What about a Smuggler's Run?
We've never done that yet.
And you didn't get a chance to get on that?
No, we didn't do that. I'll tell you though, what ride really took us for a shock is I didn't watch any videos on the Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railroad.
Okay.
Really good, Doug. If you haven't done it yet, it's not what I expected. It surpassed what I expected.
All right, well, I've watched the ride because I watch all that stuff because it doesn't, like a lot of people, like I know you might be that way, but with me doing the show, I got to be informed somehow on a little bit of everything. So I know it's going to be 1,000 times better, because it's like, I've been on every ride. I watched the videos of Splash Mountain, and it's still not like, even with the 4K and ultra high def, it's still not like being there. So I can only imagine. I haven't done it. It wasn't open yet when we were down there last February, so I'm hoping to see it this year. I'm looking forward to that big time. I know. I'm hoping. Did you do the 7 o'clock boarding, or what did you do the afternoon for Rise of the Resistance?
Both times we did the 7 a.m. boarding. We were lucky enough. We tried three times. The first time we didn't get any luck, and then the second and third time we got lucky with a 7 a.m. boarding.
Okay, and then what time did you get to go on?
9:30 one time and 11 next time.
Okay, so yeah, the queue opens up at 7 a.m. for you to try to get in, right?
Yeah. We were at the house, and my wife and I were both on our phones, and right at 7 o'clock, we started trying, and she got both of them, actually.
Well, she's better than you, of course.
Well, I tell her that every day.
I tell Brenda the same thing. So we'll be at the Wyndham, so we're right there on property, so I'm thinking we should have hopefully we have no problem. I'll be up at 6:15, get my shower, and be there all nice and fresh, ready to blow up that my Disney experience.
Yep. No, and the way they designed it is pretty really hard not to follow the directions. Yeah, it was really easy to do.
No,
the problem is they fill up too fast.
Well, I'm going to jump on it right away and try to get on there. So, and then they do another one if you're in the park at 1 p.m.
Right. Yep.
So, and you have to be in the park, I think, for the second one.
Yes, you have to be in the park for the 1 o'clock opening.
Okay, so I will be, if we miss it, we're going to be there Tuesday, so.
But the problem is, there's no guarantee after that 1 o'clock opens up, if you have a late, like a 7 o'clock ride, and there's a delay, there's no guarantee you're getting on.
No, I'm going to do 7 a.m., and if God forbid I miss it, because we have reservations for, the crazy part was, we're going with the beautiful Judith and Tommy Lee, we're meeting them, they're going to be at the parks the same week we are, and believe it or not, her schedule and our schedule is exactly the same. So we'll be passing in the wind all day long. We got one dinner together, and then we're hoping that they join us over at at Animal Kingdom over at the Nomad Lounge for a lunch together.
There you go. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, so that's what we're shooting for. So, see the new license plates that Florida's going to have with the Magic Kingdom on them? They're all going, all the proceeds going to Give Kids the World. So, I do take my hat off to Disney for that one.
Yeah, I hope they open it up to other people in other states as commemorative license plates, because I will definitely be sporting one of those. And for the money to go to Give Kids the World, it's a great cause. So.
Yeah, we send money down to them every year. I was doing it with, remember, Be Our Guest Mike and them. I was doing the show with them, too. So, hopefully again, they do that again this year. Maybe we can get on. So out of all the parks, so Magic Kingdom, what did you guys do when you were there? Anything special? Anything different this trip?
Let's see. Magic Kingdom. We were there 3 days out of the trip. So we did all the normal rides, Jungle Cruise, Pirates, Big Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain. Of course, the People Mover was down. That was a big thing. I wanted to get on that, but that was still down when we were there.
I don't understand what the holdup is on. They could have built a new one faster than taken to fix this one.
Yeah, I don't understand that. They were testing it when we were there. There were no cast members on it. They were just testing it. But I don't understand what's taking them so long. There had to have been some massive infrastructure issues with that ride, because there's no way it's been down for months. We're talking, 6 months?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
We got to do, my son and I got to do the go-karts, the Disney 500 go-karts there. That was fun. He got to drive, It was nice memories that we'll always have. We took pictures and videos of him on that, and Barnstormer.
How cool did Tron look, if it ever gets open? I'm at the part now where I don't think that ride's ever going to open.
It was coming along. There was very limited construction going on when we were down there at that ride. There was more construction going on at Guardians. But I just can't see that ride being open for the 50th.
No, they're saying now 2022 for that.
Yeah, well.
And what's the biggest thing? The only reason I care about it, because I'm an old man and it's going to be a one and done for me unless it's the smoothest ride that has ever existed. I'm just pissed off because I want my railroad back. It's just not the same going to the Magic Kingdom without hearing that train whistle go around the park.
No, I hear it. It definitely wasn't the same. That train ride has always been a favorite. It's a nice way to relax, see different views of the park that you don't normally get to see. And who doesn't like trains? Like, yeah. Come on, you're in Magic Kingdom, the most happiest place on earth. You want a train ride. It's a relaxing ride.
100%. I love the train. I mean, and again, when I'm not on it, I just love hearing the locomotive going by. Woo!
Yep.
It's awesome.
They were laying new ties and new tracks when we were there.
Okay, so maybe...
It will be a smoother ride than the previous one.
Well, maybe they got enough done to Tron where the train tracks can go through maybe sooner.
I hope so.
The train has to be open for the 50th anniversary. I'm sorry. I mean, that sets the whole table to the day at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, and especially if they could do the rope drop celebration right at the train station in the morning where all the characters are on the train coming around.
Yes.
There's nothing better than that song. You know, the song, Welcome to Main Street USA. You have all the characters up there.
No, 100%. You're so right, Ev. I want my train back. But it was cool. Did you do the riverboat, the roam around that with the Liberty Bell? Did you get on that this trip?
No, we didn't get on it. Even though my kids were loving it, because we were over at that little rest area over right in front of Big Thunder Mountain and where the wooden docks are. And as the boat was going around, both my kids were standing, waving to everybody on it, and everybody on the boat was waving back to them. And,
that's awesome. And yeah. So you didn't go to Tom Sawyer's Island at all?
You know what? I've never been.
No, of course.
All the times I've been to Disney, I've never been over there.
That's the biggest waste of property on all of Disney property.
Yeah.
That is like prime real estate that is not used.
Oh, they could do so much with that area. They could make a ride, a restaurant, anything.
I totally think they should make like adult restaurants over there. Like put because the Magic Kingdom has horrible food compared to all the other parks. Do we agree on this?
Agree, 100% agreed.
I mean, the Cinderella's Castle is beautiful. I've eaten there a couple times. And we've said this a million times. I know I'm beating it. I don't even want to say that because I don't like saying that. But I'm beating it to death with this. That it should be Cinderella's Castle should be the number one restaurant on all property. Period. It's this. I mean, and it's not. It's nowhere even close.
No, we got engaged there years and years ago. That's where we got engaged, inside of Cinderella's Castle. And even back then, the food wasn't that good.
I mean, it's not dog food. It's not horrible food. But it should be on the par of Yachtsman, Le Cellier,
Nacuzzi, anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it should be as good as Nikki and you know, over there.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. And even that, since
Vicky and
Al's. Ever since Be Our Guest went to a prefix menu.
That's
the
most overpriced.
Gone downhill. Yeah. You know, we did that not this trip, but the last trip, and we didn't know with the prefix menu when we got there, and we won't go back. We love the Beast. We love the castle. It's the most beautifulest restaurant out there, but it's a prefix menu, and the selection wasn't that good.
Yeah, I mean, the restaurants are bad. I would love to see them do like a couple upscale restaurants over on that side. And how nice would it be as adults? Like, make it like an adult escape area where you can go over there and eat and relax and put some benches and stuff like that out where you could sit there and watch, just enjoy yourself and have it like a quiet, relaxing zone over there. Because what it is just not good. Nobody goes there. I don't know anybody that's even gone on those rafts that I know of probably in the last 10 years.
Most people don't even know it exists.
No, it's the biggest waste of property.
They need is a Nomad Lounge over there, something like that.
Exactly.
It's right on the water. It has beautiful views. You're surrounded by Big Thunder Mountain on one side. You have the Haunted Mansion right there. You're surrounded by beautiful area.
Yep. I mean, and I hate to say this, but that's where they should have put Club 33.
Yeah, absolutely. Not where they did put it, because where they did put it, it's an absolute shambles.
Yes, it's ridiculous. You know, they should have made a restaurant where Club 33 is for us common folk, and then maybe put the really nice one over there on that island with the views. I mean, I could even at least you're going to get something out of that, paying for that.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of great food, Ev, coconut pineapple Dole Whip, you in at Aloha Isle?
Oh, absolutely. Anything with Dole Whip.
Yeah, well, they got a new coconut flavor. I might have to try it. Hopefully it don't give me a heart attack like the last time. I got heart freeze.
Our favorite Dole Whip is from Food and Wine Festival. They have a Dole Whip with rum in it, that is delicious.
Yeah, I heard John got banned from that place.
Oh, boy.
But, dude, all I can say is a citrus swirl never felt made me feel like I had a heart attack. That's all I'm saying. Now I'll have 8,000 Dole Whip people hating me. I like both. You can like both, people.
Yeah, you can. I do. They're both good. Listen, anything to cool you down and give you that little piece of refreshment is fine with me.
Yeah, like a Dole Whip and a citrus swirl are like the Democrats and Republicans now. You can't like both.
Don't like each other. Yep.
You can't like both. God forbid you want to be down an independent down the middle and say, they're both good. Let's eat what everybody have what you like best. But
yeah, that's not going to happen.
No. Nah. Did you see this? They have that American Adventure, the Soul of Jazz, and it's really cool. They got a sculpture of Joe from Soul sitting at the piano. No. It really looks cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like the American Adventure. That's one of my favorite pavilions with the
If you see Pacinetti, tell him to head over there one day. He might like to see it.
I think he thinks that's in like Greece or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he does.
With the pavilion? The pavilion's not in America, according to him.
No, it's not. Knucklehead. Yeah, he's a history teacher who won't go see the American Adventure. You figure that one out.
Yeah.
It's like me refusing to go to anything that's under construction at Disney World. I'd be home forever.
Absolutely. I'm the same way. I love the new constructions going on over there.
So, I'm sad about Ratatouille still being closed.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything I'm hearing and reading online, the ride's done inside.
Oh, it's 100%. It's been done before Christmas because they did the Christmas special with it.
And we went – they have the bathrooms open in the new expansion where the Ratatouille ride is because the bathrooms in Morocco are closed down for refurbishment. But the land is beautiful. You could see it, and it is beautiful. The planters are ready. The music was going on. I just think they're trying to mitigate the crowd for October 1st with everybody trying to get over to Magic Kingdom. That's the only reason I could think of keeping it closed that long.
The other thing they're trying to say is right now, because of the COVID, that being a dead-end courtyard is like a bad area to have everybody congregate to.
Well, I guess I could see that.
Yeah, but Haunted Mansion, is it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, over there by Liberty Square, where Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain meet, that whole area, that's like a dead end back there.
Well, how about this one? You have where Peter Pan's flight is. You got right across from that, you have, oh my God, I can't think of it's that song.
Small World, the song
that gets stuck in your head all the time. Now, Peter Pan's flight's under construction, so they have the shims out, you know, 10 feet from the ride, so it's narrowed down, and they have lines in the Columbia Harbor House for the Peter Pan flight. Talk about tight quarters.
Yeah, and Columbia Harbor House, I don't even know if they're open right now.
No, because the line for Peter Pan goes through there. What they did is they moved some of the food offerings over to, you know where they do the dessert party on the right side of the hub right there?
Yeah, Judith and Tommy both have chairs named after them over at that dessert party area.
I think they sponsored a wing at one point.
Yes, they did.
but you could get some of the Columbia Harbor House food over there now.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a much different trip than what we're used to, that's for sure.
It's going to be sad. This will probably be the first time in, like, the last 25 trips I haven't eaten at Columbia Harbor House.
That's one of the best food on property, unfortunately, at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, the food's always been consistent. It's really good. It's quick. And it's reasonably priced.
The two places that never steer me wrong are Columbia Harbor House and Casey's Corner getting a hot dog. Because a hot dog really has to be bad for it to be bad for me.
Yeah, you can't really screw up a hot dog.
No.
But they were closed. Casey's was still closed when we were there. You know what's a hidden gem, though? If you like macaroni and cheese, the Friar's Nook.
Yes.
Right across from Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Very, very good. Very good.
Yeah, you can't go to Casey's, but they have Seven Dwarfs Mine Train totally packed.
Yeah.
No dividers, no nothing. Everybody can get on that. Yep. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. And another tidbit on Magic Kingdom. Tavern, the cinnamon buns there.
Yes.
You can share them with three people, and they're out of this world. We did that every time we were at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that's awesome. What me and Brenda's going to do, we have breakfast already booked at the Wave for Monday. So I'm going to go get my Florida Eggs Benedict. Have you had that yet?
I have not. We were there for dinner this trip. That's one of our staples that we go to every time now.
Yes.
And the Wave is definitely one of the top 10 restaurants there.
Yeah, the food is phenomenal. The only thing I don't like about the Wave is the food is out of this world. The cast members, the waiters, waitress staff, they're wonderful. I feel like I'm eating at a wedding reception when I eat in the dining room there.
I can see that.
Yeah,
see that.
There's no theme to it, if you understand what I'm saying. I wish they'd have had it a little darker in there, maybe some waves around the room, like some kind of design, like on the wall. You get what I'm saying? Literally feel like you're at your cousin Joey's wedding.
Yeah, you feel like you're at a banquet hall.
Yes.
That's a good analogy to that restaurant. But the food,
phenomenal.
A banquet hall, phenomenal.
Absolutely. And we're going there for Monday morning, 8:30 a.m., Florida Eggs Benedict. Going to park myself at the Contemporary. Going to roam around the Magic Kingdom for the day, for the all morning. And then I plan on taking a walk over to the Grand Floridian or to Poly to get lunch.
Oh, you're going to take the new path over?
Yep. I'm going to take the stroll across the bridge. We're going to go try to get something to eat. That's the plan now. You know how things at Disney World change like on a dime. But that's my plan. If we get enough things done in the morning to where we can go stroll along. Because basically, me and Brenda just want to walk around the park for a couple hours. 9:30 to like 12:30, 1 o'clock. Then we might go get some lunch. If we can get Haunted in, you know, Pirates, and a couple of, if the TTA is open for sure, and maybe Seven Dwarfs or something else, and well, it'll be a good day for us if you follow me.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Then run over to the Grand Floridian somewhere in there, or over to Poly and get ourselves some lunch.
There you go. You got plenty of options at both resorts, so.
Absolutely, and the food is better at both those resorts than at the Magic Kingdom.
I think the food's better at the Speedway gas station down the street than most restaurants in Magic Kingdom.
Yes, 100%, 100%. What's your thoughts on, you've watched WandaVision or Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Neither one of them yet. They're both on the list. I just haven't had time yet. We've been watching that Animal Kingdom special on Disney Plus.
Tell me I didn't call that as awesome.
Oh my God, that is a great series. If they did that at all the parks with Epcot and Magic Kingdom, but with all the animals and everything that goes into providing for the animals and helping the animals and making sure they're safe and in the correct habitats is.
And the way they train them is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And now you know the name, like Gino the Silverback. I love that now.
Yeah. And, you know, the elephant's names and the rhinos and the monkey and Gino with all his kids.
Yep.
They were stealing his birthday cake last episode we watched.
Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, I said that's my favorite. I think that's the best show on Disney Plus so far. The other one that is good, Ev, that if you like that, I don't know if you guys seen it yet, The Day in the Life Of.
We haven't seen that yet.
It's kind of what you're talking about. Like, some of it's at Disneyland, others at Disney World, but it shows the lady that started her career making candy in Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and it's all different cast members. Like, it shows some of the construction workers that actually built some things in the park and the bus. It has all different ones. There's, like, 30 or 40 of them that are all different day in the life of. It'll have day in the life of some of the artists. It shows you how they go to work and they draw for Pixar and Disney and all.
Oh, that's cool. I'll definitely have to give that a try.
And speaking of drawing, that's another thing from the book. It showed how Jeffrey Katzenberg, you know how we all hated DreamWorks? Because you know, Trek, it was like the Antichrist to me because it picked on Disney. But DreamWorks, when he made DreamWorks to compete against Disney, well, that's actually what actually made the animators finally get paid, because Money Grubb and Eisner and the rest of the Disney shareholders, they barely paid any of their Imagineers, like the drawing, the artist, anything. They would even make them, when they weren't making certain things, they would make them do other odd jobs to earn their money. Well, once Katzenberg started DreamWorks is when Disney had to start paying their all the artists six figures, their animators. You understand what I'm saying? Then they became, because there was a fight for them to get them on their teams. So that's when they actually had to start paying the animators because of DreamWorks.
That's pretty neat. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing that book now that you're talking more and more about it.
Yeah, I think you'll really, really like it. So you mentioned Animal Kingdom Studios, Epcot. What was your favorite part? Did you guys get to try the new barbecue at the American Adventure at all at Epcot this trip? The Regal Eagle?
We didn't try it this time. One day we did the festival. We went around to all the different booths and tried different food for that.
What was any standouts from that?
Not really. We hit it last time we were there. A lot of them were the same. They had some I think Germany might have been our favorite one. They had the pork belly. Good.
Okay.
France had the brie in the bread bowl. That was always one of our favorites. And then we did Via Napoli. Via Napoli is one of our staples that we go to. We tried to get into Tutto Gusto. We just couldn't get reservations to it.
That's a shame, dude, because if you'd have got that shrimp scampi, you'd have been calling me up at like 2 a.m. to tell me how great it was.
Mm. Yeah, we tried. I tried a few different times to get in there, and it was tough. It's limited capacity.
Yes.
I get that, but that's going to be one of our next restaurants on the next trip we hit.
Yeah, well, we just booked also Wolfgang Puck's Bar and Grill at the Springs. And they have a blue claw for appetizers. They have blue claw crab cakes that we want to try, but they also have the shrimp scampi on their menu that looks like it's going to be out of this world. And it needs to be. I have the shrimp scampi at Tutto Gusto's Wine Bar so high that it's like sitting like it's on the top of the Empire State Building. That's how high the expectations are for how good shrimp scampi should be. So I'm going to try Wolfgang Puck's, and hopefully it hits that mark, because that one at Tutto Gusto's was ridiculous.
No, I'm looking forward to trying that next time. You're going to have to let me know how the one at Wolfgang Puck's. We had reservations there, but we ended up changing them last minute to go over to Morimoto Asia.
And how'd you like that?
I was not disappointed, let me tell you.
He has great food there. We ate there the last time. I mean, I ate there a couple times ago on the guys' trip. And it was phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed that. What did you guys get?
Oh, let's see. We had the pork, which were fantastic. I've had those on the Streetmosphere food that he has, the street window.
Yeah.
Those were fantastic. We got shishito peppers, which were good. We got a popcorn, like a tempura chicken. We had lo mein. My daughter loves lo mein, so she was in heaven when the lo mein came out. We had the rice. Everything is fresh, and everything's cooked. They have, I think, 5 kitchens there, and everything comes out at once, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah. We ate there as the guys because, the three of us ate there, me, my brother-in-law, and my godson, and the same thing. Everything got served hot and wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Like, we got the spicy tuna. We got some sushi. And then I also got the chicken wings. Oh my God, were they good, dude. The sauce on the wings was out of this world.
Oh, man. I could talk food all day with you.
Yes, we could. And we got to start. I got to start doing some more, though. I keep saying it, but I haven't had time. But we'll have to make arrangements. Maybe I'll get you on. I want to get Judith on. I want to do where I read two menus like I did before. Remember with John and Bob?
Yes. Yes.
And I wouldn't tell you what the restaurants were. And then you could tell me what you thought. If you, what one, like I read the appetizer and then you decided A or B, then I read the entrees and then I read the desserts, and through each of the three you would decide on which restaurant you would choose, and then I would let you know which one it is.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to be part.
So Yeah, because the last time I was there, I got the salmon. I got a salmon there, and it was absolutely out of this world. I mean, it was phenomenal.
Now the food choices at Disney Springs are the best around that area. You can't really, there's something for everybody. We do Art Smith's Homecoming every time we go. That's our first restaurant we always hit. The
Can't go
first
wrong
day we
with
get there.
you can't go wrong with that, man. I mean,
Nope.
we got the one of my favorite things there is those fried green tomatoes.
Oh, we got those and the deviled egg, the church lady deviled
Oh,
egg. My
dude,
God.
aren't they the cutest thing ever?
They really are. They were cute and tasty.
Oh, they're phenomenal. They remind me of my mother-in-law's and my mom's deviled eggs because they both make fantastic deviled eggs. They were really good.
And it's hard to find good deviled eggs. It really is, because not many places have them.
No, they're too filled with mayonnaise and not enough flavor.
Yeah, and no, his eggs are spot on. The food was good. The drinks was good. The cast members who were there, the waiters were fantastic. The hostess was great. It was just the limited staff that they had made you feel at home.
Yeah, well, did you do the, because we also got, I got the bunch of puppies, the hush puppies. Ugh, dude. I mean, I remember we used to go. The reason I get hush puppies a lot, because I always compare them. We used to go to a place in Myrtle Beach called Calabash Seafood. It was all you can eat. You go in there for like $25, and it was all you can eat. King crab legs, snow crab legs, shrimp, you name it. A big, big, huge buffet of seafood. But they used to have these fresh baked hush puppies. They would sit you down and they'd give you like 15 minutes before they clean you to go to, because only each table would be allowed at the buffet by itself. They would let you, so it wasn't everybody on top of each other and you got what you wanted, you were called. And these hush puppies were so good. They were the best I ever had. And you knew why they put them there, because you'd fill up on them and not eat all the crap.
Right, exactly.
And my buddy Ray would like, we're not getting another bowl of these, dude. We're eating the crab. And I'd be like, I love the crab, but I love these. And I would be gorging the hush puppies. And these with the pimento cheese and red jalapeno jelly. Oh my God, these hush puppies are so good, dude.
My God, you're making me hungry.
Yes, we've eaten. Me and Brenda love what we did the last time. We actually sat at the bar. They told us the table would be about 15-20 minutes, and then there was a spot at the bar opened up. So me and her got the famous fried chicken combo with the creamy mashed potatoes, the cheddar drop biscuits, and all that. I didn't do the donut because I'm more of a savory than I am a sweet. So
Yep.
we did that. We did the fried green tomatoes and the hush puppies, and we split all three, one entree and two appetizers, and it
No,
was phenomenal.
absolutely. And it's
Phenomenal.
just the right amount of food, and it's all cooked perfectly.
The only thing I don't like is that he has those stupid chips too. Like I've gotten the chicken sandwich before that he has, and it comes with those house-made chips.
Oh, yeah. Instead of the French fries.
He doesn't have French fries on the menu. I'm not happy
No,
with that.
not that you say that, you're right, because
I'm always right, Evan. Don't you know
yeah.
this by now?
I know. It's just amazing the stuff you could teach us.
Dude, know what I got the last time I got that? I told him I got creamy mashed potatoes to go with my chicken sandwich, and I dipped my chicken sandwich in the creamy mashed
Oh,
potatoes.
you're a man after my own heart.
Well, dude, I love potato chips, dude. But when you eat Utz and Hers and I mean not Utz and Lay's and really good chips, and they give you those break my teeth, $500 for a new cap kind of deal, I don't like their chips.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No, I do not
Definitely
like.
not the same.
Where else did you guys eat before I let you go on this trip?
Let's see, where else did we eat? We ate at Beaches and Cream. We ate at Crystal Palace, which is another one of our, not Crystal Palace, I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Give me
It's the
some
all
kind
you
of clue. I'm not that
it's
clairvoyant.
it's the all you could eat before you get to the Jamboree. It's on the left-hand side. My God. Liberty Tree Tavern.
Okay.
Liberty Tree Tavern is one of our staples that we go to all the time now. The food there is fantastic and as much as you want. And the kids liked all the food. The wait staff was great. Just, it's nice. It feels like you're eating Sunday dinner.
Then the turkey don't tire you out, huh?
No. What are the tryptamine in the turkey? Yeah. I eat so much.
tryptophan. Pat has had the argument with me that it doesn't make you tired. Dude, all I know is it wipes me out. It must be mind over matter, but if I'm falling asleep, my mind does matter. So I don't care what you're telling me. Something makes me fall asleep when I eat that.
Yeah, I think it's because I eat the other food too much as well.
Yes. So, but you like that anywhere else?
I'm trying to think. We were there for so many days. I'm trying to – all the food's getting all mixed in now. Let's see. Morimoto, Beaches and Cream, Via Napoli.
How'd you like Via Napoli?
Via Napoli's good. It was a little bit different this time. They had none of the Italian college kids there or any of the Italian people. There was all people hired in from like Orlando and stuff like that, because the college program and international programs are closed right now.
Yo, buddy, you want the Rab or you want the Sketty? What do you want? You want the pie? You want the rigatoni? What do you want? Tell me now. You don't get that whole whole atmosphere, because like we ate at Tutto Gusto's and the nice young handsome waiter, you know, was being nice and flirtatious with Lisa and with John's wife and my wife, don't bother me at all. It was like the atmosphere was awesome. It was so nice, Madame. Can I get you another wine to go with your? You know, and that's all part of the loveliness of eating at those countries.
Right, it's that added layer of the Disney factor that you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, you go to Mexico, I eat it. You know, it's all the ambiance that I eat the food there. It's like the food is okay. It ain't my favorite, but I love being on the water and the Mexican waiters and waitresses coming up and talking to you, and it's the whole experience of it. I don't want, what do you want? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we also ate at Sanaa. Sanaa is one of our favorites that we eat at every time as well.
And what did you guys get there usually? You get the bread service, of course, right?
The bread service is a must. Right away we get that. And then my wife and I did a filet each. We each had the filets. And what did my niece get? My niece got one of the specials that they had, and she loved that as well. You always leave with leftovers because the bread service is so good. It fills you up, but you have to get it.
And did they make you mobile order there?
No.
Okay.
We ordered right from the waiter.
Okay.
And they weren't, you know, I've heard reports from people that they were crunching you on time. We must have been there for 2 hours eating, having, you know, talking to the people next to us, talking to the wait staff, just looking at the animals outside. And once did you feel pressured to get up and get out of that table?
Okay.
Even we asked the waiter, I'm like, do we have to? They're like, no, stay, enjoy yourself. Don't worry about it. Have a good time. You know, they were interacting with us. They were playing with the kids.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, because a lot of these sites want you to mobile order. I guess they're just saying you can if you want to. So.
Yeah, you could, but we like – it's like
I like people working.
Checkout. I don't like doing that. I don't like mobile ordering.
Nah. So you're a man of my own heart. We got to keep people working. Nobody gets it. But slowly but surely, when you start seeing Amazon machines driving through New York City and dropping things off and making you come down and sign for it with nobody there. It's getting scary. And then Bob went to a Walmart with not a single register open. It's all – the whole store is self-checkout. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, unfortunately that's the way we're going, but it's just going to hurt us in the long run.
No, the only jobs left are going to be trade jobs, Evan. You might as well just get your son doing a trade job now, because corporate America is not going to be there no more.
No. Nope. No, I agree. The trades are where it's at right now, and it looks like that's where it's going to be in the near future anyway.
But the only thing that's scaring me, though, it's all going to be residential, because the high rise for office buildings anymore is a thing of the past, too, because of all this stay-at-home stuff. And that's what I keep saying. And everybody thinks I'm being mean, like even with this teacher stuff, with these teachers' unions. I know everybody's afraid to go back to work. But if the teachers continue to stay home, in my opinion, what is going to stop the government from, or each state, from having one teacher from each grade teach their students and have them in the classroom, but have a big 60-inch television screen or 65, and that same and have an aide where you don't have to pay a full teacher salary. You can have an aide in the room just to watch the kids. Am I wrong?
It could happen.
And I don't want it to happen, because I'm union. I want to see people work. But the longer you stay out, how much could they save, Ev? And then the other thing is, you know as well as I do, like up in Massachusetts, right? different communities, different townships are rated higher on what they teach the students. And a lot of municipalities complain that they don't get the same education where their kids lived as others. Am I wrong?
Correct. 100% correct.
So if you have the best teacher in each grade from each state teach that grade, and everybody's getting the same exact teacher, how can you complain about the education you're getting?
No, I agree with you. We see it happening in other professions. They do it in
And I got friends of mine that are
500 kids to a lecture.
Yes, and I got teachers friends of mine that I keep trying to tell them, until jobs start getting to take away from you, it's not gonna bother you. But when it does, is when it hits home, and then it's too late. I'm trying to wake people up. You guys need to see the writing on the wall. If you can't see the writing on the wall, that schools will be open, but teachers, they're going to break these teachers' unions if they don't go back. And that would really break my heart to see that happen, because I think each kid needs the individuality of each teacher, in my opinion, because teachers have changed a lot of kids' lives.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, teaching is one of the most noble professions there is out there, and not everybody can do it. It takes a special type of person to become a teacher.
Absolutely.
And kids need that structure. Kids cannot learn mobile. I don't care what anybody says. You might have a handful of kids that could do it, but the majority of students need that interaction with the kids and the teachers to be a well-rounded student. I'm seeing it in my profession. I work for the trains up in Massachusetts. I work for the MBTA. We operate the commuter rail. I work for Keolis. So pre-pandemic, we had 400,000 riders per day ride the trains. Last month, we were in a meeting, and that's telling us that we will never, ever see those numbers post-pandemic again, because now people can work from home.
Yes.
The footprint in the cities are going to be smaller, and now companies know they can work from home.
Yeah, like all those office buildings in New York City, they're all going to be changed once this is all done and the shots are back. I guarantee you a lot of those high rises are going to turn into private condominiums and homes.
Absolutely.
Because there's no need for the World Trade Centers are a thing of a past, like buildings that size, because corporate America is working at home. You don't need that overhead anymore.
Right.
Unless you want to, you know, unless you're writing it off as a loss to try to go against your dividends and your profits and all that crap that me and you know nothing about. But the bottom line is, the longer everybody stays home, the less work there's going to be for a lot of people. Like, they don't understand. And the big fat cats like your Bob Igers and all, they're just collecting the money. They ain't the ones who hurt.
No, they'll never get hurt from this.
No. So it's very, very sad. But anyway, so the moral to the story to wrap up this, Evan's never staying on property again, and had a great time, even though the pandemic, even though he had to wear a mask and all. Did that really bother you guys a lot?
It didn't. I think the weather was a big factor in that. It was upper 70s, lower 80s. It wasn't oppressive. There was no humidity. And there were places we could take it off. If we got overheated, we could go rest there, resting areas. When we were in the restaurants, we were allowed to take them off. So it worked well. You know, am I looking forward to the day where we don't have to wear them? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because taking pictures with a mask on is a weird thing, because I still smile.
Yeah. That's funny. That is very funny. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going without it. I'm hoping that next year we'll be able to not wear any, and I'm worried because now they're even saying you got to leave your mask on until you eat.
Yeah, I heard that changed the day we left. That change, and I'm glad we get to experience it without it.
Do you know why that changed? Because of Disneyland opening.
Yeah, okay.
They have to have one rule for all parks, you follow me? And because the way they run everything out in California, you got to have a mask on all the time, so they're doing the same thing here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, so all the employees are under the same rules and guests. So.
Yeah, makes sense.
But, Ev, I really enjoyed having you on here.
Yeah, it was fun. I'll talk to Disney anytime you want, Doug.
All right, well, I'll keep in touch because I'd like to have you on more often. I keep promising Judith, but the schedule at this hospital and everything I've been going through lately, I've been super duper busy, but I want to start doing some fun shows, so I'm not, you know, the the Debbie Downer on every Sunday show when I'm trashing them. So.
Hey, but, you speak the truth. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I appreciate that. So you say hi to the beautiful family of yours, and hopefully we get to meet up with you one day down at Disney World or somewhere else one of these days.
Yeah, I would hope so.
So say goodbye, Evan.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye, guys. That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we'd really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.